work on my thinking every day because I want to develop intellectual virtues. What are intellectual virtues? Let's think about each word by itself. Intellectual means working hard in your mind to think and learn well. Virtues are good qualities a person has. So when we have intellectual virtues, we have qualities of mind that help us think and learn well. I work hard to develop intellectual virtues in my mind. I have explained some of them in my own words. Intellectual integrity. I try to be the kind of person I expect others to be. Because I expect others to respect me, I respect them. Because I expect others to consider my feelings, I consider their feelings. Because I expect others not to be rude, I am not rude to them. Intellectual independence. I try to do my own thinking, to figure things out for myself. It's good to listen to others to find out what they are thinking, but I must always do my own thinking to decide who and what to believe. Intellectual perseverance. Sticking to a problem is always better than giving up. When my mind tells me that I can't learn something, I tell my mind I can. When reading is hard, I stick to it so I can learn to read better. When writing is hard, I keep trying so I can learn to write better. I am not afraid to work hard in my mind. Intellectual empathy. I try to understand how other people think. Whenever I disagree with people, I try to see things the way they do. Then I often find that there are some things I'm right about and some things they are right about. Intellectual humility. I don't know everything. There is a lot that I don't know. I shouldn't say things are true when I don't really know they are. Lots of things I think may not be true. Lots of things other people tell me might not be true. Some things I read or see on TV are not true. I try always to ask, how do you know that? How do I know that? Intellectual courage. I should be ready to speak up for what I think is right, even if it is not popular with my friends or the kids I am with. I should be courteous, but I should not be afraid to disagree. This book was narrated by Annabelle Kerr.